to play the game. Greatest heel of all time, Triple H. That's for sure. My guy went through the Sledgehammer era. He went through the DX era. He went through the son-in-law era.
Hold on right there. Hold on right there. I got something to rebuttal that real fast. I'm talking about the styling, profiling, limousine riding, jet flying, kiss stealing, wheeling, dealing, son of a gun. Woo! Ric Flair is the best heel of all time. Come on, man. Really?
I mean, that's highly debatable, of course. But that doesn't just go without a debate.
I mean, I could totally agree with that statement. But
what you got? What makes you feel that way?
Historically, Ric Flair has always been a bad guy. I think he might have had a couple times where he tried to reign as a face, but I feel like he is the model for the typical bad guy.
Typical bad guy? Listen, you want facts?
Let's hear it.
Most hated wrestler of the year, Triple H won that 5 times.
There's no more, way that's an actual award.
More than anybody.
Hold up. Is that an actual reward? Can somebody look that up?
I have it right here.
No way.
You ain't got no chance in hell to coming up with the best heel of all time if we ain't talking about Vinnie Mac, the guy who started it all. He started it off by ripping off Bret Hart, making him go into WCW, being the evil boss, the Stone Cold Steve Austin, to getting his corporation, making the whole world fucking hate him.
But he's not even a real wrestler, bro. Like, how does that even count?
He only had a few matches, mainly against Austin.
Are we talking about a heel, which is a bad guy, which means everybody hates him?
Or
are we
talking about you got to be an actual wrestler.
No, you don't have to be a wrestler.
Yeah, you do.
You got to be part of the sports entertainment realm, bro. That's all you got to be.
Sports entertainment. You hear this guy?
I'm telling you. Vince McMahon, 100%, is the prototypical, because he's the boss.
All right, how many titles does Vince have?
Why? Why is he the greatest heel?
Because he's the boss, okay?
Because he's the boss, that's it.
And he's that bad motherfucking boss that everybody hates.
Yeah, but give an example.
Well, I could say, just look at, you know, all the old school wrestling matches, you know? He would, you know, set up matches against people, make everybody, you know, all fucking mad that he took the title.
God damn it, you're a wrestling king. Yeah,
he just did everything to piss the people off. And he's the fucking man who owns and runs the show.
I'll tell you one thing I always remember about Vince McMahon, and I'll tell you, I know all my 90s and 80s babies, they remember it probably the same way. We saw Vince come out with the guinea tee, all buffed out, like, holy shit, wow, he's gonna fucking kill Stone Cold. And what would happen every time he got in the ring?
he got his ass beat. I ain't gonna deny that. I'm not gonna say he's the best wrestler in the world by far. I'm just gonna say that, you know, Mr. Vinnie Mac is definitely the most hated.
I can agree with that. Well, I can agree with that.
We're debating best heel.
Yeah, but that's kind of what a heel is. He's hated.
In Big Mike's defense,
so
I can
be most hated, but the worst wrestler. At the same time?
Why not?
And that's our defense, because Ric Flair could wrestle his ass off.
And so can Triple H.
But if it wasn't for Vince doing what he did to Bret Hart, there's a very valid argument that there would be no Attitude Era, because that was the creation of the bad boss. And then what did everybody want to see? Stone Cold Steve Austin beating his boss up, because everybody wants to punch their boss. Right. Like, everybody has that thought in their head at some
point
in their life.
Everybody wanted to drink beer and fuck up their boss.
And then think of it this way. He had his own little posse. You know, those are like the suck-ups to the boss.
The corporation, the little sleeves.
Right. And then you had all the other guys who were like, fuck the boss. And those are the people talking at the water cooler
and
about
his stooges.
Yeah, yeah.
Patterson and Briscoe.
Yo, those were the fucking nerdiest.
Oh my gosh, Mr. Mac, man.
Those are the nerdiest fuckers ever.
That is who used to say it like that. Was it Briscoe? Briscoe used to say it like that.
I'll do it, Mr. Mac, man.
Yeah, he had that fucking weird ass voice. And then Pat Patterson, he's just a
weirdo. What are you doing? Huh? What's wrong with you?
I'm not going to do that. What's the matter with you?
Those guys were perfect for the role, too.
They were.
They really were fucking stooges. They really were.
Just like they called them.
On that note, welcome to the Reverse Universe podcast. It's your boy, Big Mike the Don Dada, here with Mr. J Buddha, a.k.a. Ric Flair Brown Noser.
Oh,
and Mr. Trey Williams, the Triple H lover.
No, I am not a lover.
Yeah,
but he is the greatest heel.
The way you were, I heard you were arguing against Buddha at his house that one night. I heard you love Triple H a lot.
No, I just said he's the greatest heel.
You said no. No, you definitely were arguing.
Yeah, I was arguing that he's the greatest heel.
That's where the Donald Trump.
But he's not my favorite like wrestler.
Who's your favorite wrestler?
Stone Cold.
Oh, my God.
See that?
Everybody. Is there any originality in this living room?
What are your plans for this weekend? Drink beer. Drink tequila.
Say fuck your
mom. More vodka.
What?
More beer.
What?
More vodka.
What?
More tequila. And more beer.
That's right. That's what. No, not this weekend.
During
the week. It's going to be a nice little.
Yeah, maybe like a Wednesday or a Tuesday. You know, something like that.
But yeah, fuck, you know, like we were getting into where we started here, you know, we're talking about the greatest heel of all time. So to me, the greatest heel of all time does not have to be a wrestler. You know, a personality can be a great heel, you know, kind of, you know, not, he wasn't really a heel, but even like, you know, Paul Bearer,
yeah, he was a heel.
Know, he was kind of a heel, but he wasn't.
No. Paul Heyman. You're going to say heel, say Paul Heyman.
No, I was saying Paul Bearer just
Vince
because
was definitely a heel.
Yeah, Vince was the number one heel. Because
he did wrestle a little bit against.
You don't have to be a wrestler, though. Why do you have to be a wrestler to be a heel?
You don't.
So a manager can't be a heel?
I can't say you don't have to, but you kind of have to.
Well, Buddha just hit it right on the nose. Paul Heyman. Come on.
No.
Paul Heyman played.
He was just saying, if you're going to say that, then say Paul Heyman.
You have to put him in the conversation, too.
Well,
Paul Heyman definitely over Paul Bearer.
Even as the owner of ECW, he was an automatic heel because he was like, we're extreme. We don't give a fuck.
The invasion.
Do that.
The invasion right off the bat.
Yeah, but just based on popularity-wise, yes, I understand there was a lot of popularity.
Paul Bearer was just like, Kane.
But no.
You're my son.
Yeah, but people hate
you'll respect
Bear,
me.
People wanted to roll fucking Paul Bearer down a hill, bro. That's what they wanted to do with Paul Bearer. They hated him.
Yeah, he was a little roly-poly.
But come on now. Paul Heyman for the ECW, you know.
Paul Heyman was beyond greater than Paul Bearer, bro.
No, I'm saying.
Come on.
No, I'm saying consider Vince McMahon. Vince McMahon, because of his, you know, stature and what he built up, he kind of, like Buddha said, he kind of started the Attitude Era when it comes to the heel. Like, the Attitude Era heel was based on Vince McMahon with his attitude.
And that's I don't mean to cut you off, but I just want to compliment what you're saying. Attitude Era, period, that nobody talks about. He was doing those crazy-ass hardcore matches. Like, I know people were doing it in Japan, but
he was doing it over here.
And they were doing all these crazy hardcore matches. Why do you think that there was a hardcore title in a WWF?
Yeah, I mean,
it's because they saw
just randomly assigned the hardcore champion. He didn't even have a match for it.
So exactly that whole scene. Because
he
crazy.
Was his little at that time. He was his
corporate Mankind.
He was his corporate quote unquote champion, and he just He just randomly made the hardcore title and gave it to Mankind.
Is that how it was created?
Yeah. It was just out of nowhere.
But it sounds right. So I'm not going to argue with you because I don't really know.
No, I'm telling you because I just recently watched it.
Yeah, so Buddha's going to look that up. But I'm going to say, just if we're on the hardcore title, you know, my favorite hardcore
champion
was definitely either Al Snow or Hardcore Holly, bro.
I was going to say Hardcore Holly.
I had that title.
I was also going to say Crash Holly.
And then
Crash Holly, because he pretty much invented the 24/7 rule.
Right. Well, yeah, but now nowadays they kind of brought that back a little
bit. Yeah, they did, but
24/7.
But
title.
The hardcore belt was the 24-hour belt.
It was originated during that time, Crash Holly.
So to back up what Trey said, he was correct. Mankind was the first hardcore champion, rightfully so, November 2nd, 1998.
Wow. Yeah, and he was just awarded it.
Do you remember?
He didn't have to fight for it.
What was your favorite match, hardcore match back then?
That's tough,
bro.
There was a lot of good ones.
I always think of the one. It was a big giant match with all the people who were in that division. You had like Viscera, The big giant dude.
Yeah. Definitely, and I just remember seeing Viscera
24/7 rule era.
Yeah, look it up. That's Viscera with a big cookie cutter fucking thing, and all he kept doing was picking up and smacking people on the head.
They had like a free for all for the title, so it was like first one to get pinned.
Yeah, I can't say my favorite, but I can say most memorable as they were in like it was like a Chuck E. Cheese type of place. I don't know if it was Chuck E. Cheese, Discovery Zone, something like that.
Something funny.
Who was it? I want to look.
It was a bunch of people. You had the Acolytes. You had Crash Holly, Hardcore Holly.
I'm trying to win this fucking title.
I even want to say, yeah, Al Snow was there.
Al Snow had to be there.
Maybe even
Road Dogg was definitely a champion for a while.
Yeah, he was. He was one of the early ones. Yeah.
Yeah.
But
Boss Man was in the mix too.
Yeah. But during this time, they weren't. They were the early ons. After that, they were out of it.
I can tell you this. My favorite one, though, is, and this always sticks in my head, it was the Valentine's Day, I forget.
Massacre.
And it was between Al Snow and Road Dogg. Holly.
No, Road Dogg.
No. It was Al Snow. I know for a fact.
No,
bro,
it was Road Dogg
versus Hardcore Holly. And I know
I'm
for a
right
fact,
at that time right now watching that shit.
And they went out to the Mississippi River?
Because they were tag team partners right before that. And they beat.
You're thinking the right time.
I'm gonna beat your ass at St. Valentine's Massacre.
It says Al Snow versus Hardcore Holly. St. Valentine's Day.
Yeah, that's what I'm telling Trey. He's not listening to me right now.
Championship right here.
I know.
It says it right
what
here.
What year though? '99.
What? It was right there.
Bro, 99. Yes. And they went and they fought and they went out to the Mississippi River or some shit and they were fighting out in the back.
I vaguely
and
remember
then,
that.
And I remember Al Snow wrapped up. Hardcore Holly wrapped up Al Snow in like this chain link fence, and then that's how we pinned him to win.
But that's weird because I'm just watching. I'm literally right before.
Bro, they have.
I believe you.
You just argued but about it for a minute, though.
So. I know because of where I'm watching.
Year, bro.
Right now, I'm at February 13th, Raw's War 99.
Right before Valentine's Day.
Yeah, right. The pay per view is the next week, and the week before this episode. Al Snow and Road Dogg are in a tag team match and they don't get along and they meet backstage and Road Dogg just says, yeah, well, I'll see you next, in 2 weeks or whatever at St. Valentine's. You made me agree to make you my tag team partner to give you a title shot at the Hardcore Championship.
A little bit off topic, but I just want to call this out right now. Al Snow, what was that, like 8 years old? What does everybody want?
Head. I had no idea what the fuck he meant. And so I was like,
fuck up. Not even the close.
But 5 years later.
Crazy, bro. Crazy.
I was over there like, head.
Because you literally think it's the head. Like,
the mannequin head.
Everybody wants that head. Yeah.
I had no idea what I was talking about. Getting some head.
What does everybody need?
Head.
Right. That was the best. But that was the thing about the Attitude Era that we always talk about. That's the best thing is that they had such, like, the material.
It seems like that's
so
us because we had no idea what half the shit they were talking about. We were just like, yeah.
Yeah, we were just loving it.
We were like, you know, 16, 17, 18.
We would have known.
We would have been like, oh, this motherfucker crazy.
This is crazy. Talking about getting some head. What?
I think about it, like, would I have enjoyed it more as, like, an adult or, like, a young adult?
I don't
rather think so. Than as a kid, I don't know, because I feel like I remember watching the Undertaker put Stone Cold on his cross, and that was the end of Raw. You see Stone Cold on the Undertaker's symbol just hanging up, and that was the end of it.
Yeah, that was.
And I watched
that was
it.
The beginning of the ministry.
My mom, my dad, I'm sorry, recorded it, and I would watch it in the morning before school. So I watched it, and I went on the bus, and I remember. Guys, Stone Cold's on the cross right now, guys. And everybody was like, oh, my God, I hope he's okay. Like, we were legitimately concerned.
Me too,
so it's like, it's like, I don't know if I would have enjoyed it more knowing exactly what it was or if I had.
More gullible as kids.
Yeah. So it's like, it
seemed more realistic.
Yeah.
And we thought he was on the cross for like a whole week.
A whole week just sitting there. You got to wait till next Monday.
Yeah, from Raw to the next Raw.
I hope they're feeding him. Like,
that's how they presented it too. It's like Stone Cold just came off the cross last night.
You know, man, those were good
on
times,
Sunday
man.
Night Heat.
Good times.
Yeah, no, those were definitely the best. You know, that was the best era. As we said, me and Buddha in the last podcast. Yeah. Nothing.
And there was less filter